Thank you for calling M2G Media. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it at any time. For Ed Mailhot, dial extension 301. Chad Murdoch, dial extension 302. Josh.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Is this Chad?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Chad. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke a few months back about some equipment and capital that we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back around August, see how you guys are doing.
Yeah, I don't think. I'll tell you what I'll do is I'll talk to my business partner, but I think we're good right now. We'd already put into play we'd already actually made the deal on getting some extra memory, you know, so we'd already had that in play at the time that I talked to you. And it was a pretty major deal because we knew we needed more storage because we moved to 4K and so we already had this in play. The only problem was we had to wait to install it because we were so busy we couldn't, because to install this new memory we literally
it takes time, right?
Well, we had to have 3 days down, 3 full days down, because we were doing two things. We were shutting down our main server,
right,
and then moving everything to it,
right,
and
right.
Then, you know, it was a pretty intensive process. So that's the only thing we've done recently.
You guys did that though. You did switch over.
Yeah, we already switched. We finally had the time and. They came in and it was all our server was connected to all of our bays with fiber optic, and fiber optic is really fragile. You have to be really careful when you're moving it.
Right.
And we had it in one location. We actually built a server room, and we moved it into that location. And so it was a pretty major move. You know, we had to move all the fiber optics from all the different other bays into the server room and move the server in there, where we had then now more storage, and it was pretty major.
I mean,
but that's the only thing we've done recently.
Sounds like it. Do you guys have any big plans for the rest of the year coming up?
I don't think so, but you know what? Probably the best time to check with me would be right after I get back from the convention. For our industry of direct response, and that's probably about the 20th of September.
Okay, so end of next month.
Yeah, okay, right around the end of next month or the 1st of October, because we'll know kind of what our, you know, what the new stuff is we need to do, and that's when we usually, you know, contemplate buying new equipment.
Right, right. Well, maybe I could just shoot you an email, that way you have me on file, Chad, for when something comes up.
Okay.
What's a good one for you?
Did I not give you one?
No, last time we talked, you were pretty busy at the moment.
Okay. Chad, C-H-A-D, at M2G Media, and that's M as in Mary, number 2, G as in Go, media.com.
Right, just like your website, right?
Yep.
And then
Chad at.
Perfect. What is it you guys do too? You guys do like the productions and
we do corporate, we do commercials, we do documentaries.
Oh, nice. So you guys got
stuff.
Yeah, I was just going to say you got quite the wide customer base then, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
What's some of the bigger name stuff you guys have put out recently?
Well, corporate-wise, we do a lot of stuff for Amgen, which is a major pharmaceutical company.
Uh-huh.
We do a lot of stuff for Stage Software, which is kind of along the lines of, well, it's actually as big, but what they do is they have, everybody knows, what's the software everybody has at home? or in their businesses. It's I'm trying to think of the accounting software everybody uses.
I'm going blank now too. It's okay.
Yeah, I just went completely blank. But anyway, Sage is a step above that, and we do a lot of work for them. And we have quite a few major clients on the corporate side. On the direct response side, we do, I mean, you've heard of Hooked on Phonics, Time Lock Music.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Your Baby Can Read, Time Life Videos. We've done Estee Lauder.
That's pretty cool. Quite a few big clients you guys work with then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said you do even documentaries as well?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Yep. So, I mean, are you, like, producing everything yourself, too, or are you more like, you know, just the president of the company, or what's, like, your role in it?
Well, I'm president, but I tend to do most of the DR, meaning most of the commercial direct response stuff. My business partner does most of the corporate stuff.
Okay.
And then I do most of the documentary stuff.
Nice.
And I write it, and I produce it, and direct it. I'm not just... one of the things that I did a long time ago is there was a company I was involved with that they decided they wanted to grow, and what I was afraid of and what I lobbied against was growing too big, because then you lose control of quality when you get big. And that's exactly what happened. We started to get big, and there's nothing worse than that feeling when a client looks across the desk and realizes they bought you and you're giving them somebody else to work on their project.
Yeah.
And there's nothing worse. And I didn't like the feeling, and I didn't like the kind of the necessary bait and switch that kind of had to go on. So,
mm-hmm.
Especially in this field, it's a creative field. It's not just making a widget. And
right. I mean, you got to have the relationship and, you know, with the
right.
clients and...
Yep. You do, and they have to trust that you've got their vision. And when you say that you've got their vision, then you hand them somebody else who may or may not have their vision. They're
yep.
not usually very happy about it. So.
Yep, I can imagine that. So, I mean, what are you guys planning to do over there at M2? Are you guys, do you have any big plans for, you know, growing like that? Or are you guys going to try and keep it semi-small?
No, we like to keep where we're hands-on. I mean, obviously, we grow as the business indicates, but we like to keep it a little more hands-on because that's what's given us success.
Yeah, right. Yeah, why change it if nothing's broke, don't fix it, right?
Now, there certainly is, the industry is actually evolving quite a bit. Direct response, as we know it, is kind of going away, so we're doing more crowdfunding videos and more traditional corporate spots and things like that. But so it's an exciting time. It's actually, you know, I've always believed that about every 10 years you have to reinvent yourself. So
yeah, I mean, yeah, you got to with the competition and, you know, the way things are evolving nowadays.
Yeah, it evolves pretty quickly, and anybody with a few thousand dollars can buy a camera, so they all think that they're producer directors.
Well, yeah, I mean, and not only that, with, you know, the social media, you know, day and age that we live in, you know, pretty much if you just have a smartphone and a social media account, you can make a little 10-minute video clip famous.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Well, shoot.
You're right.
Well, yeah, before I get you back off the phone, too, I mean, we also do capital, too. I know we talked a lot about equipment, but if you guys ever did need some additional, you know, working cash, then, you know, we could help you guys out with the, you know, might be some getting some jobs or, you know, whatever it might be.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
All right, Chad. Yeah, I'll shoot you an email. That way, you know, you got me on file, and then I'll check back in towards October, see what you guys are doing out there in Irvine.
Great. Sounds good.
All right, Chad, have a good rest of your day. It was nice talking with you.
Well, nice talking to you, too. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye.